6. Audrey Hepburn. Audrey Hepburn was born on May 4, 1929, in Brussels, Belgium. She really was blue blood from the beginning, with her father, a wealthy English banker, and her mother, a Dutch baroness. After her parents divorced, Audrey went to London with her mother, where she went to a private girls' school. Later, when her mother moved back to the Netherlands, she attended private schools as well. While vacationing with her mother in Arnhem, Holland, Hitler's army suddenly took over the town. It was here that she fell on hard times during the Nazi occupation. Audrey suffered from depression and malnutrition. After the liberation, Audrey went to a ballet school in London on a scholarship and later began a modeling career. As a model, she was graceful, and, it seemed, she had found her niche in life. Until the film producers came calling. After being spotted modeling by a producer, she was signed to a bit part in the European film in 1948. Later, she had a speaking role in the 1951 film Young Wives' Tale as Eve Lester. The part still wasn't much, so she headed to America to try her luck there. Audrey gained immediate prominence in the U.S. with her role in Roman Holiday in 1953. This film turned out to be a smashing success as she won an Oscar as Best Actress. This gained her enormous popularity and more plum roles. One of the reasons for her popularity was the fact that she was so elf-like and had class, unlike the sex goddesses of the time. Audrey reached the pinnacle of her career when she played Holly Golightly in the delightful film Breakfast at Tiffany's in 1961. For this, she received another nomination. One of Audrey's most radiant roles was in the fine production of My Fair Lady in 1964. Her co-star Rex Harrison